this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day. Welcome to Business Mondays with BM, a segment of the Business Mirror BM Broader Look Podcast, which tackles the performance of the Philippine stock market. The Business Mondays with BM podcast is based on the stock market outlook story written by Business Mirror reporter Vijay Kabuag and comes out every Monday. For the text version online, please go to www.businessmirror.com.ph and search for stock market outlook. For the print edition, please go to the company section of the Business Mirror newspaper. Let's get on with the story. Last week, share prices declined for the second straight week as investors remained unimpressed with the economy's recovery. The benchmark Philippine Stock Exchange Index lost 70.24 points to close at 5,838.66 points. Trading was lackluster for almost the entire week, and Friday's trade value was only at 3.36 billion pesos, way below the 5.81 billion peso average for the year. Average trading value for the week ended at 3.93 billion pesos as foreign investors continued to dump local shares with net sell of 2.22 billion pesos. Christopher Mangun, research head at AAA Securities Incorporated, said it was no surprise that investors were cautious with a constant flow of dismal economic data. Mangun said this was especially after the central bank bared the results of its business expectation survey and consumer expectation survey last week, and surveys showed consumer confidence for the third quarter plunged to an all-time low, according to Mangun. Mangun added the market saw a lot of action in second-line telecommunications company, with Now Corporation ending as the top gainer for the week after it was granted an extension on its provisional license to operate mobile frequencies. However, it ended way below its high for the week, Mangun said. Other sub-indices ended mixed, with the broader all-shares index falling 32.95 points to close at 3,520.63 points. The financials index declined 15.49 to 1,139.08. The industrial index rose 27.53 to close at 7,872.50. The holding firms index plunged 107.73 to 6,035.96. The property index shed 17.35 to close lower at 2,725.90. The services index was down 14.31 to 1,449.19. And the mining and oil index dropped 186.62 to close lower at 5,874.06. For the week, losers led gainers 145 to 79, and 25 shares were unchanged. The top gainers were Now Corporation, Metro Alliance Holdings and Equities Corporation A, Filipino Fund Incorporated, Philippine Trust Company, Dito CME Holdings Corporation, and Island Information and Technology Incorporated. The top losers, on the other hand, were F&J Prince Corporation A, Abra Mining and Industrial Corporation, Lepanto Consolidated Mining Company A and B shares, Berjaya Philippines Incorporated, Apex Mining Company Incorporated, and Manila Mining A and B shares. This week, share prices may continue to decline as the market will test the major support level of 5,690 points, with no good news on the immediate horizon that will perk up investors. Mangun said that expectations are still in line with their projection that the market will trade sideways with a negative bias as it builds momentum for a stronger move higher. Mangun said the sentiment needs to improve significantly before investors could see the market make progress. It could continue sideways for several weeks and the major move may come toward the end of the year, Mangun said. Mangun added that although most believe that the Philippines has seen the worst, not enough investors are convinced that stock prices are undervalued. Meanwhile, broker 2Trade Asia said that as September closes by midweek, many are also expecting a further relaxation of lockdown to modify general community quarantine in Metro Manila and nearby provinces. With the upcoming third quarter reporting season, broker 2Trade Asia said investors are still expecting depressed earnings, at least if compared to the first quarter of the year. Broker 2Trade Asia said their base case scenario on earnings per share contraction for 2020 is at least 48% on core income. 2Trade Asia said the silver lining is that investor psyche has been conditioned to find coal in a gold mine, and it may take little to positively surprise markets. 2Trade Asia said it sees immediate support for the main index at 5,700 points and resistance at 6,000 points. For the stock picks, broker Regina Capital and Development Corporation gave a buy recommendation when its support price of 2 pesos and 47 centavos and 2 pesos and 80 centavos hold for the stock of Merrimart Consumer Corporation, as its indicators are still on the buy signs. The sustained buy signs from indicators may dampen any selling momentum to come in the next few days, Regina Capital said. As such, it is possible that Merrimart Consumer Corporation will start to consolidate sideways above the support at 2 pesos and 80 centavos, the broker said. The shares of Merrimart Consumer Corporation closed Friday at 3 pesos and 05 centavos apiece. Meanwhile, broker Regina Capital and Development Corporation gave a buy recommendation on breakout on the stock of Metropolitan Bank and Trust Company or Metrobank. After it sustained a two-day rally that reached an intraday high of 36 pesos and 65 centavos per share last week. All indicators are showing increasing buying pressure, which supports a possible breakout past the said upper bound, Regina Capital said. The broker said the next resistance to watch out for is at 37 pesos and 25 centavos. The shares of Metropolitan Bank and Trust Company closed last week at 37 pesos and 60 centavos.
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror Podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Business Mirror. Until next time.